This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Defenders of Ukraine's city of Bakhmut are keeping up the pressure even though Russian forces declared victory there after the longest, deadliest battle of the war so far. The ongoing defense gives commanders in Moscow and another thing to think about ahead of an anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said artillery shelling continues at levels like those at the height of the nine-month fight over the city. Preliminary investigations are pointing to a signal failure as the likely cause of the crash that killed hundreds of people in India's worst train disaster in decades and wounded over 1,000 more. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Indian authorities say they have now concluded rescue operations at a business center where bodies were being taken for identification. Dozens of relatives waited, many weeping and clutching identification cards and pictures of missing loved ones. Families of the dead will get 1 million rupees, or about $12,000, in compensation, while the seriously injured will get 200,000 rupees, with 50,000 rupees for minor injuries.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Supporters of Poland's opposition party said in Warsaw on Sunday they were seeking change as they marked the 1989 Solidarity victory. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for the march that stretched for at least 1 mile, holding banners with messages including "Free European Poland." The opposition accuses the government of eroding the rule of law, turning state media into a government mouthpiece, and endorsing homophobia. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Fighting intensified in several areas of Khartoum on Sunday, residents of Sudan's capital reported, a day after the expiration of a ceasefire deal between rival military factions brokered by Saudi Arabia and the United States. The ceasefire had started on May 22nd and expired on Saturday evening. It calmed the fighting slightly and allowed limited humanitarian access, but like previous truces, was repeatedly violated. Talks to extend the ceasefire broke down on Friday. The deadly power struggle, which erupted in Sudan on April 15th, has triggered a major humanitarian crisis in which more than 1.2 million people have been displaced within the country and caused another 400,000 to flee into neighboring states. California officials say they're working to learn who sent a group of migrants from Texas to California by plane, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A group of 16 young men and women from Venezuela and Colombia were found outside the Roman Catholic Diocese of Sacramento. Each had only a backpack of belongings. The migrants had already been processed and have court dates to apply for asylum. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the group told him they'd been approached outside a Texas migrant center, promised jobs and transportation, and then flown to New Mexico and then to California's capital on a private jet. A migrant assistance agency is helping the group. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prince Harry is going where other British royals haven't gone for over a century, to a courtroom witness stand, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
If Harry testifies as scheduled on Tuesday in his lawsuit against the publisher of The Daily Mirror, he'll be the first member of the royal family to do such a thing since the late 19th century, when Queen Victoria's eldest son, Prince Albert Edward, testified twice in court. In court documents, Harry says the royal family has assiduously avoided the courts to prevent testifying about matters that might be embarrassing. His frustration and anger at the press, however, has prompted him to go ahead, allegedly against the wishes of his father, now King Charles III. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Riyadh on Sunday announced it would slash output further by 1 million barrels per day in a bid to prop up prices despite fears of a recession. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.